Another difference between food and sex is that what you eat does not affect what happens in eternity, but sex does. In fact, your morality affects your inheritance in eternity. We read, "Neither the sexually immoral, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, will inherit the kingdom of God." 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 and 10. Paul states clearly in this passage that your sexual immorality will affect your inheritance in the kingdom of God. It will also affect what you receive when you stand before Christ, and he offers you your reward. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 12 through 15. In 1 Corinthians 6, 14, Paul continues his eternal perspective when he talks about God's resurrection power. He writes, "Now God has not only raised the Lord, but will also raise us up through his power." Remember, he's talking about the body here. What part of us will be raised from the dead someday? Not our spirits, which never die, but our bodies. What Paul is showing is that our bodies have significance beyond the grave. So what we do with our bodies has eternal consequences. The question that must be answered is this: do we really believe that God's power is so great that he will transform our dead bodies someday and raise us into eternity, yet his power is not great enough to help us control our sexual passions today? Anyone who believes that does not understand the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. You do not have to be owned by your passions. The resurrection of Christ is proof that we have power to control the passions of our bodies until such time as God provides an outlet for them in marriage. We looked at this passage earlier in the first chapter, but it bears repeating here, where we read the next verse Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6. "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take away the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? May it never be. Or do you not know that the one who joins himself to a prostitute is one body with her? For he says, 'The two shall become one flesh.' But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him." The believers in Corinth were part of a pagan Greek world that taught a two-tiered view of the universe. The Greeks believed that the spiritual and the physical were on two completely separate levels. Therefore, you could do what you wanted with your body and not affect your spirit. God says no to that view. The body and the spirit are closely linked. For the Christian, sex is a spiritual issue. You cannot worship God on Sunday and enter into sexual immorality on Monday and keep those separate, because your body and not just your spirit